this court is today.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry, Ms. Hyatt.
No problem. Okay, I want to fill out the intake form so the intake team can be in contact with you about getting you onboarded. I'm just going to go ahead and fill out all your information.
We don't even know how many hours he's going to get.
Right, so let me explain how it works from now. So basically, he got approved under Keystone first. That's the insurance company. So they will assign a service coordinator. It's not yet assigned. It takes a day or two. They will assign someone. So you will call the service coordinator and schedule an assessment. And she will come down and assess how many hours they need. And you know, she will request an amount of hours for the UM. That's how it's called. And they will, the insurance will approve the hours.
Okay.
So I'll check for you for the service coordinator information, but they will definitely reach out to you as well. And also, just remember when the service coordinator will be by the assessment to give for the service coordinator our agency information that you would like to come to with us. So,
right. But who do I talk to? Because I don't even know what y'all start pay rate is. What do y'all pay? Do y'all pay weekly, bi-weekly? Is it paying holidays, paying time off?
So our intake team will reach out to you. You can ask them. They will know exactly how it works, everything. I know our usual pay rate is about $14 per hour, but it all depends on, you know, how much hours you have approved. It might be more, might be a little bit less, maybe 13, maybe 16, maybe 15. It all depends on how much hours you're actually getting approved. And also we pay overtime. We have a sign-on bonus as well. So we'll give you a good rate. You can ask the questions.
Thank you so much because you helped me a whole lot. You was rocking with me. Thank you. And it's crazy because you just said they told you that we would get a notice this week, right?
Yes. But I got an email afterwards that it's approved. I checked in the promise and I saw that the waiver is in. So thanks God for that.
Thank God for that. So you said I should probably hear from the other people Friday.
So the Keystone will call you and give you the service coordinator information, and you will have to call them to set up an assessment.
Can you make sure Keystone have my number because he doesn't answer the phone.
Right. So I'll be able to see the service coordinator information. I checked earlier; it was not up yet. It said it's still pending the assessment, but I can give you Keystone's number so you can call in. But it might not be assigned yet because you got the waiver today, so it takes a day or two till they're assigning someone to you. So I'll give you Keystone's number.
You can text it to me.
Yes, I'll text you Keystone's number, and let's go ahead and fill out the form for you, the intake form, so the intake team can come.
Say that one more time. Fill out the form for what?
The intake form, so our intake team can call you and get you ready to be onboarded as a caregiver.
Okay.
One second. So, here. So your name is Courtney Williams, right?
Yes.
Wanting to have an abortion.
Stop saying
the white
cop. Patient's name is Vanessa.
So you think services are probably fully start like next month?
If the assessment, will be in the next week, I would say after the assessment it takes not more than 7 to 10 days. They review the service coordinator reviews the results, and she has to send and submit the authorization request. So it takes, I would say, around 2 weeks, hopefully.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, and your phone number is that 16451, yes?
Yes.
And what's your address?
My address is 2004 East Haynes.
How do you spell that? Okay, text me.
I'm going to text him to you now.
No problem. I got it.
What you're telling me is true.
And it's Philadelphia?
Yes, Philadelphia, PA.
What's the zip code?
19138.
And what is a good email address for you that Indeed can send you the links?
Miss Williams 0713 87 at gmail.com.
0713 87 at gmail.com. Okay. And there's just a question that I need to ask. Did you get the COVID vaccine?
Yes, I have a COVID vaccine. Yes, I'm fully vaccinated.
Perfect. Signing the case to Monica. Okay, so they will reach out to you. I just submitted a form. They will reach out to you and get you ready. So as I said, in the meantime, just if you can call in Keystone, I'll send you the phone number and, you know, ask for the service coordinator information. If not, I'll also check later today, tomorrow, to see if you have one. And just schedule the assessment. And as I said, so just remember to give over our information for the service coordinator by the assessment date that you want to come with our agency. And
Yes, I'm gonna come with your agency. Yes, I'm gonna come with y'all. You helped me all this time. Why wouldn't I come with y'all? I'm gonna come with y'all.
I appreciate it. And I'll just send you the information so you can give it over to them.
Yes.
Okay. So you can expect a call from them maybe later today or tomorrow morning. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bella. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.